And what do you get out of the garden?
Corn, beans, and tomatoes, okra, radishes, onions, lettuce. That's what I raise.
And then what do you call all those things together?
Vegetables.
And what you make out of sugar cane?
Saccharomyces.
And then there might... Yes. Oh, yes. Well, what do you call what you pour on your pancakes?
Syrup.
And the weather's not right around here for making maple syrup, I suppose.
No, we don't, never make maple syrup.
But if you get it in the store, perhaps you go in the store and see a bottle of labeled maple syrup, and you ask the man, this looks like it's imitation, and he might say, no, it's
let me see, that's, well, he'd say, no, it isn't, it's real stuff, maybe, I'd say. I don't know, I can't think of, this is another word there I could say.
I was thinking of genuine.
Yes, genuine, that's right. That's what I was trying to think of, too.
The stuff that you make and put in jars and eat with hot biscuits or something.
Jam and jelly.
And suppose you have a bowl of apples on the table in the living room, and the little boy comes in and he says, Mommy, what?
May I have an apple?
And if something is over maybe across the field, and somebody says, the house, for instance. Somebody says, where's the house? And you say it's
over yonder, across the road or something.
And suppose someone is doing something wrong, and you say, no, that's not the way to do it. Do it
this way, it's correct. This is the correct way. You only get a good breeze right through that door if you can only.
I can
see
it here.
Excuse me, I'm going to see about some grapes.
Suppose somebody's talking to you and they aren't talking very loud and you misunderstand what they say and you want them to repeat it. You'd probably say what?
I'd say, please speak louder.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe just a very short, instead of saying, huh, you might say something else, perhaps.
What?
Well, that's. And somebody has asked you who owns this orchard, and then a little while later a man comes walking by and you point to him and you say, there's the man, what?
There's the owner of the orchard.
Or can you think of another way of saying it? Say, starting with, there's the man.
There's the man who owns the orchard.